All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you know the Tigers win total? Jeff, do you know?
Is it like 71?
No. It's 80.5.
That's surprising.
Will the Tigers have a winning or losing record is your over-under. But here's what I wanted to bring up, and it really involves you, the people. Forget about the win total in Vegas. Set your own line. That at what point would the, what number would make you feel like the year was a success? See, a lot of things happen in a baseball season. It's really hard to say win division or failure. Things can happen. I mean, God forbid, but you've seen this. I mean, last year the Marlins made a huge run, right? Sandy Alcantara blew out TJ, Tommy John. They lost three other pitchers. Yuri Perez now has elbow inflammation, is probably headed for Tommy John. Mm-hmm. Their rotation has died. Mm-hmm. Their year is now largely in peril.
Right.
The Tigers... something bad could happen. So I'm saying in general that if all things remain as is, generally good health, generally consistent pitching, 80 or 81 wins is not success to me. They won 78 last year. I want to know what it would take for people, regardless of whether it won the division or not. What is success for this Tigers team that 48 hours from right now, literally right mm-hmm. now, 7 after the hour, it's going to be first pitch. What is that number?
For me, Mike, that number is probably 86. 86 means you're in the race. It means you're interesting. It means you have a chance.
Probably means you're within 2, 3, 4 games of the Twins or you won the division.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
86 means, okay, don't get us until Lions preseason. 86 wins means you're taking us into September. You know what it is? You're exactly what you're doing with the Wings right now. Maybe one day you're in the playoff race, one day you're out.
Mm-hmm.
But you're interested. You're following it. You're hanging on every game.
But here's the other question. Do the fans even have a standard? See, I think Tiger fans have a problem on their hands. Tiger fans' problem is they don't have any standards.
So you get angry when I say that.
No, I get angry that it's true. I don't get angry that you say it. I don't think you as fans hold this team to any barometer. You know, Rico considers you a bunch of hillbillies who just put on a tank top, rip Marlboro Reds, and pound daiquiris. Yeah, that's what Rico thinks of you as Tiger fans.
You may get more excited about opening day and dinner menus. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't think it's wins, but I think at 86 wins.
I just feel, yeah, at a certain point, you have to, it has to begin looking like an improved product, a winning product. The over-under in Vegas to me is not going to be the barometer of success. It has to be something much higher. I'm with Rico, mid-80s. You know, can you give me an 85 and 77 record? That's not great, but I think it puts you in the conversation or potentially
I mean, think about how,
wins it.
Think about how invested but angry Wings fans are because you expect something because you're so close.
Mm-hmm.
If the Tigers did this same thing months from now, we're in September, and we're talking about guys, they're a game and a half out of the last wild card spot with seven games to go.
Yeah.
That's a win, whether they make it or not. That's a win because you've now played. It means you probably didn't stumble out the gate in April like you normally do.
You know, it's interesting. The win total's 80 and a half, right? When I brought what I brought up yesterday would bridge that gap. Meaning, let's say the Tigers are exactly what Vegas thinks they are. Let's say they're 80 or 81, right? I brought up my biggest issues with this offseason are didn't add a veteran bat I cared about. I used Matt Chapman as the example. And I will never understand Max Clark over Wyatt Langford in the draft. Wyatt Langford is now breaking camp with the Rangers, a World Series team, and he's going to start in left field. The projected WAR for Wyatt Langford is 2.5. The projected WAR for Matt Chapman on aggregate is about 5. That's about a 5-game improvement from what you currently roster. That would get you to the 85. Mm-hmm. So it's weird how the number you threw out kind of lines up with how much better I think they would have been had they done anything of note. I'm sorry, but Mark Canha and a Frankenstein at third base, it's not acceptable. But I would like to know. And if you want to call about Lions draft stuff, God bless, go ahead. Maybe you went back and listened to our Pistons topic. Go for it. But baseball is 48 hours away. And I just don't understand the lack of a standard. Even with the Wings and the blessed Holy Virgin Mary, a.k.a. Steve Yzerman, there was a standard this year where I would say 75% of Wings fans that are the non-Steve bots said they must make the playoffs. It is time.
Mm-hmm.
How is there no standard for Scott Harris and the Detroit Tigers in arguably the worst division in baseball, a team that's been bad for a decade, and they didn't do anything this offseason?
See, I think that's just it, Mike, because they have been bad for a decade. Because it's unfortunate. It's the same thing you're seeing with the Pistons. After a while, apathy kicks in, and now you're just, okay, going to the game is just about an experience. Can we go and see a certain player play for an opposing team? Let's go for a cheap date, whatever it is. It's not because you want to go see your actual home team. You want to go down there and witness your team winning because they have a chance at winning. When you go to a Tigers game, you hope they win.
Well,
you hope that you get to feel good when you leave the ballpark.
And I openly admit this. Like, there's no pretense. We run a business. Tigers are good for business when they're good. I want them to be good. I love baseball. I know I'm going to be stuck watching them most nights. I'd like the Tigers to be good, both from a business standpoint and just a quality of life standpoint. I don't hide my motivations here. But I just get tired of this team having no standard. They just get to float. This offseason was such a joke to me. All that money came off the books. You didn't even spend it all.
I was expecting. I bought into it. I thought Scott Harris was just going to go out there like a drunken sailor.
Nope.
I'm going to take this one and give me one of those. Nope. You know what? Screw it. Give me one of those as well. Put it all together.
You got Lions draft month from today. What do you want to wake up to? You know, who did they take in the first round, position group or player? And I'm happy to get into this Tiger deal because the over-under is 80 and a half. And I'm sorry, anything around that over-under is not success.
No.
Now, I'm not expecting any of you to care because I don't know if any of you can name five Tigers. But the point I'm making is there should be more of a standard in this town.
If you can get to where the Wings are now, or just think about the Lions, not last season.
Get to September with a bite at the apple.
Right. Not the Lions last season, but the season before last, where you didn't know if they were going to make the playoffs or not.
I like that.
It was that final week, and you're like, man, if this happens, then they can. And they didn't. But this city was invested, and they cared about every game. Instead, I don't want to just throw away the Tigers. Well, it's now August, and we turn our attention to football.
I'm with you. There needs to be an extension of it where we get to Labor Day, where we get into September, and we're talking excitement for the Lions, excitement for college football, excitement for the Tigers. There needs to be a standard.
Right.
And mind you, we're not saying 90, 95, 100, division or bust. No one is saying that. Think about how low the bar is. When I say you must make a tangible improvement, can I get in the mid-80s? Can I get 85, 86, 87 wins? I'm sorry. I mean, Rico, I get burnt out on it where I'm going, what is the point of this if you're not trying to win? And if I have to hear another, oh, well, Scott Harris is building it for the future, that is a soft serve translator of saying, I'm not trying right now. Winning and losing is of no consequence. I'm under no pressure.
Yep, I got nothing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't understand how there's no
standard.
Like, no, 80 and a half doesn't cut it. So it's time. Let's win some games. 85 in this horrific division. Come on. Maybe you disagree. We can get to it. We got the Lions stuff. Month from now, what do you want to pick 29, position group or player? We'll reinvestigate a day before the draft. Well,
for me, it's wide receiver. I think the offense, the new rule changes, favors the offense. Plus, your offense was a dynamic offense. Go get that big-time receiver. Go get A.D. Mitchell. Go get a Keon Coleman. Somebody who not only can be the big receiver, but, you know, with the now new kickoff rule that they are frowning upon touchbacks, this can aid you in helping score extra points.
Yeah, and if you want to know the rule Rico is referencing, you can look up XFL kickoffs. That's what they're doing.
And Mike's not trying to be funny.
No.
He's being serious.
No smarm. Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, not too bad. I've got a couple of players. I'm from Toledo, and I'm just wanting Mitchell. I just see Mitchell in that secondary being a difference maker, but I also like Jared Verse a lot, and I'm willing to trade up. I think you're probably going to have to give up a 2 this year and something else next year to get, what would you say, maybe up to halfway, 14, 15, somewhere in that ballpark to grab one of those guys?
Well, it's interesting. Jared Verse, according to ESPN's mock today, you passed on Jared Verse.
Mm-hmm.
He goes 30th.
Wow.
Now I'm with you.
That's why
I really like him as a player. So I would be thrilled with him.
Especially if he fails that far.
Yeah.
I am banned from grabbing remotes or anything. I'm going to end up, kicked out by my wife if I throw another remote and hit a TV screen because I've read a you know, mock draft or listen to the commentary. So I need serious therapy this time of year about not throwing things when I see, you know, guys going at 7 that should be going at 29. But I wanted to just give you a comment on baseball, maybe help you out a little bit on it. It's just, I think we've just lived with a scarcity mentality for so long, and now what's next? Is it going to be when Javi's 22 is off the books, then we'll spend money? It just, it seems like they're just not willing to do what it takes. And they settle for Bruce Rondon when they have the best four starters, you know, around, and we get bounced in the 2013 or 14 because they settled with a rookie instead of going out and spending the extra money to get the reliever. I think there's just a scarcity mentality on doing that extra. Like you said, go get a Matt Chapman and add 5 games, and then we're legitimate.
Well, and understand, too, I mean, Matt Chapman's far from a perfect ball player, but it was the 3-54 that really got me. He's coming off the worst season of his career with a finger injury, but he's a gold glove third baseman, and he's an adult and a professional bat that's going to give you 25 homers and be a nice anchor and a little bit of insulation for the younger guys. Jeff, if you're not willing to make a 3-54 signing in this god-awful division and you want to start a Frankenstein at third base of a guy off a broken pelvis and Gio Urshela, who, if healthy, can hit lefties. I don't hate Gio Urshela, but he's not an everyday starter. And then you get into the McKinstrys of the world. I'm sorry. You're never going to sell me that, which is straight out of the movie Moneyball, is going to beat out Matt Chapman. I don't accept it. Now, if you do, God bless. It's not a hill I'll die on. I'm just telling you, I didn't ask for $500 million. I asked for 3-54 for a guy that'll help your pitchers. You get a gold glove defensive player. And I have to have another position covered because I'm starting Bernie Lomax at shortstop. Yeah.
And you have the money. That's the thing. Is money came off the books, and it doesn't seem like you're using it.
You're not.
It doesn't seem like you want to really reinvest in this team.
They're $55 million below league average.
You're still trying to act like you're this small market team, and you're not.
And again, I absolutely think Scott Harris is pretty sharp, but I think sometimes you get high on your own supply. No, spending like a wild man doesn't really work in baseball, right? Otherwise, the Dodgers and Yankees and Mets would win it every year. But there's a middle ground, and I think you can help your rebuild, and it's supplementation.
You could have piecemealed a couple of players in here, and as you said, you could have increased probably your a couple of games, which would have took you from the 80 to the 85, yeah. 86.
I like their pitching, and the division is absolutely rancid. I just think there's an opportunity. And look, you know, Young is they're trying to teach him third down in the minors. He's a second baseman by trade. There's no telling if he can pick up third. Signing Chapman at 3-54, I'm not worried about, you know, I'm not blocking Gunnar Henderson here. Like, let's just calm down. All right? Like, I'm not blocking, you know, Caminero down with the Rays, who's supposed to be another one of these generational talents who might play third base. Come on. Cole Keith's got the spot at second. You know Torque has turned it on. Riley Green's got to have a better year. Don't give me Mark Canna as the veteran bat. That's the stuff I can't. You know, now we're depending on Kerry Carpenter, who didn't hit a home run the last 9 weeks of the season. And it's, you know, again, if you don't like the player I mentioned, I'm fine with it. It doesn't matter. You know, maybe you wanted J.D. Martinez, one at 12.5. Well, I don't value DHs. Fine. The Chapman angle's an angle. Mm-hmm. I don't need three people to play one position when I got one.
One.
Go ahead, Jeff. You got a few ticket texts. We'll get to the callers, but go ahead.
Yeah. The first one here is Tigers related. The Max Clark draft pick tells me Harris is looking ahead to 2027 as his first true year.
Oh, good. And we'll all be dead. I mean, look, Max Clark might end up
Speak for yourself.
No, I'm making a point. I hate when fans throw away years of their own life. Like these fans who want to defend these general managers. Mm-hmm. You are throwing away years of your existence on this planet for years you may not even be here for. Now, Max Clark might end up being a better ball player, but Wyatt Langford, every scouting report, college bat, advanced hitting approach, 70 hit tool, powered all fields, probably steals 15 bags a year. He's so advanced. The Rangers, who are a World Series team, are starting him. Oh, he's average as an outfielder. Good, I'll park him in left. I have an above-average center fielder and an above-average right fielder. Mm-hmm. Max Clark, it's the J.J. McCarthy. He might be awesome, But that's all projection. At least Langford put real tape at high-level college. It's there.
Fair.
And it's proving to be there that the Rangers are bringing him up. So while he's not a five-tool player, he's probably 4.5.
Not the Pirates, but the Rangers. A little bit of a different.
Here's another thing. If anybody wants to attack me, go ahead. I hate drafting high schoolers in the top five, top seven of the MLB draft. I hate it. I'm drafting college bats or college arms. It's a bias. Mm-hmm. It's what I believe in. You don't have to agree with
me. No, because at least they played up another level. It wasn't.
I think more of what they've done.
Who was in their conference?
It's the physical maturation. It's tape against better players. Mm-hmm. It's less projection and more production. If Max Clark ends up as Mike Trout, Scott Harris will get one of the all-time hat tips. But the reality is, how am I going to replace the year and a half he's not here? You know, Wyatt Langford, let's say Langford is obviously not going to put up a Barry Bonds OPS like he did in spring training. But if Wyatt Langford comes up and is giving you an 800 OPS, above league average, but not superstardom, then what does Max Clark have to do while I was waiting for 2 years for that?
Fair.
It's sunk cost. It's like waiting in a line outside of a bar. You don't get your time back. I want to win. So that thing, along with not signing a bat that anyone cared about, including whether it's Matt Chapman. No, I'm not out here telling you need to spend $250 million. It wouldn't be the right move.
I have no idea what they're trying to do, but
I wait for 2026.
And that's what it really leads to, if you want to be honest, that it says we're not thinking about being competitive until 26, 27.
That's great. I may not even be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
God, I hope the Tigers can just threaten this thing. But let's get to the people. And we'll reset the deck at the top of the hour. We'll get a little football today coming up at 4:45. Does that work for you?
It works. Let's go.
I hate that hat, but I love it all at the same time.
I just say thank you.
I know.
You bought it.
It's even worse. I paid for it. All right, let's
go. You're feeling quite good. Like, you know what? Go get the hat.
And then it was a Niners hat, and I regretted it immediately. All right. Let's go to Chris. He's out in Royal Oak. Chris, how you doing today? Welcome.
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Chris, what's up?
Yeah, so wanted to talk a few things baseball. First of all, I know you mentioned the Langford-Clark thing, and I wanted to touch base on that. Now, I will preface this by saying I'm from Pittsburgh, so originally a Pirates fan, kind of becoming a Tigers fan since I'm out here.
Gotcha.
And I will say that the whole Langford-Clark thing is it's a philosophical thing, as you guys know. You guys aren't fans of it, and I can't disagree with you. I think either guy, in my opinion, has huge upside. They're both going to be great players, most likely. But, of course, the high schooler poses a bigger risk. But I think their philosophy is probably looking at it as they've got a young core, and they aren't going to spend $300, $400 million a year to put out a team signed of, you know, big free agents. It's just not the way that they roll. And so for them, Clark makes sense, and it brings Clark probably up to the major leagues when Torkelson is built to be one of the best hitters in the league, probably Colt Keith in the same situation. Again, these are all projections, but I think in a game, whenever it's completely unfair, unlike every other professional sport, and you're basically fighting teams like the Dodgers, the Mets, who, I mean, always suck, and, you know, Yankees. You know, it's just, this is one of the ways you have to play it.
So let me ask you a question, though.
Paper, but
Chris, I want to ask a question, though, because it's not as if Look, I understand if they had taken Langford, it hurts your ability to get McGonagall in the second round and the slotting, and I understand. But Langford makes what he makes, and Clark makes what he makes. It really has no bearing. He's a controllable asset for no less than 7 years, and that's pre-ARB. So I that's the one place you're losing me, is that if you like Clark's profile better, no problem. But it's not that going the Langford direction was somehow, you know, financially irresponsible. And you could have the guy right now.
And I agree. And I'm not trying to say that the Langford versus Clark thing is financially irresponsible. What I think is, yes, I think Clark, if you look at projections, is going to be a better player. That's hoping, you know, he's not a bust. He's going to be a better player than Langford. Now, Langford's still probably going to be an all-star, but they figured Clark is better, and they don't need a guy to be ready right now.
There it
is. Because their team playing it smart against, again, you know, this unfair game is going to be better off having Clark come up in 25, 26 than they are with Langford this year.
Okay, so juxtapose it then, that if you take Clark, how do you not turn around and again, I don't want to die on a hill of one player. We're dealing in an imperfect world. But I brought up Matt Chapman. How do you then not supplement by going, look, I can insulate some of my younger players, like a Cole Keith, a Torkelson, a Green, etc. And it's a three-year, $54 million commitment versus, I mean, Chris, you know this. You sound like you know ball. They're going in with Frankenstein at third base. That's crazy.
Yeah. And what they're doing is very similar to teams like the Pirates. They have Gio Urshela, right, who has put out some great seasons, but obviously not his last one since I think 19 was his best season, and that's a few years ago at this point. Now, he was hurt most of last year, but I think what they're doing is, hey, we don't believe in Chapman. We're not going to spend that money on him, so let's go with Urshela, hope that he's good on our team, which we hope in general that all of these guys reach their potential this year, but we're not optimistic about it. I think that's the way they're looking at it. I don't hate it, but I think it sucks as a fan.
Okay, go ahead, Rico. I'm sorry.
So, Chris, what's your number? How many games would you want to see the Tigers win this year?
So, I believe that their ceiling, and this is what they're probably looking at in the front office, their ceiling, they're probably looking at 90 wins. They don't believe that that's going to happen. So, I think for them, I think realistically, they could get to 85 wins, 86 wins, and that is a win for me as a fan, for, I mean, really all of us as a fan.
Yes.
Yeah, you can probably make the playoffs with that. This is not a World Series team, no matter what. Everyone could be playing to their ceiling, and they would not make the World Series.
Chris, there's no argument. The if they get to 85 or 86, you play winning ball. We get to Labor Day with a chip and a chair at the tournament. It'd be a win. And I listen, they can do whatever they want, but I refuse to accept that there was no one in free agency that hits baseballs for a living that they liked. I'm sorry. I think it is a preposterous notion to let Scott Harris and Chris Illich off the hook and say that, well, they just didn't like anyone. Now, how about this? How about the trade market? Oh, they didn't like anyone. I can't. You got to meet me in the middle on that one.
Yeah. Well, we got a bunch of people at third base. We'll figure it out as the season goes along. Literally what they told you. We'll figure it out.
And again, I love talking baseball, and I have no qualms with you, Chris. It's just the Langford thing. What do you mean they'd rather bring up Clark in 2 years? You admitted Wyatt Langford profiles from an offensive standpoint, whether you want to trust Baseball Prospectus, whether you want to trust Fangraphs, whether you want to trust your Nona. He profiles as an all-star, difference-making bat on offense. That's not my opinion. That is the opinion of people who do that for a living. Why would I not want that now? To grow with my players. Instead the idea that you will call up Max Clark in some faraway day and he will just descend down from the heavens as Mike Trout with angel wings and a halo on, I don't get that.
Well, you already have this established team, so yeah.
I'm a bad guy. Yes, Jeff?
I just have a few more ticket texts. This ticket text says, I'm with you, Mike, but I do think Max Clark is the truth, though. Clark over Langford, in my opinion. but I am not happy that we did not sign a bat this offseason.
And that, okay, so Jeff and Ticket Texter alike, you do understand what I'm saying. If you wanted to go with Max Clark, you needed to supplement what you were giving up today in free agency. And they didn't do that. I don't accept punting on the now. This isn't the worst team in baseball. This isn't one of the five or six or seven or eight bad teams. I think you're in a glut of teams in the middle. Mm-hmm. I don't find it acceptable to this fan base or this town, which you have robbed of any joy in summer for a decade, to then, okay, if you want Max Clark and you want to punt, you got to give me, you got to supplement now.
Yeah. Because, right, you're middle to low end on the spectrum. You're
and not- Max Clark might end up being fabulous. But I don't think even the most optimistic projection would have him here before the September call-ups in 25. How much better does he have to be than Wyatt Lankford to justify that selection when you're not going to get the next year and a half, 2 years?
You're right.
Now, they could both stink. That's also an option. They could both be awesome. One could be good, one could be... I'm just making a point. There is no one who would have looked at the Tigers sideways for taking Lankford. No.
But I think I'm more of a, why didn't you really go out and be aggressive?
Why didn't you try? Just, why didn't you try?
There you go.
248-539-9797. We will get more of your phone calls. Lions are in the mix.
That was beautiful. We need to get you over SBX.
Thank you. Have you ever considered a career in radio?
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.